And now, the news. Clashes in Hong Kong have closed government offices and the parliament building. Hundreds of pro-democracy protesters clashed with police officers on Monday. The protesters pushed past police lines in an effort to occupy a major road in Hong Kong's Admiralty District. Hundreds of police officers pushed back. Several protesters were injured. At least 18 people were arrested. Hong Kong's leader, Leung Chun-ying, said police had been patient. But he said they would now take what he called resolute action. Some people have mistaken the police's tolerance for weakness, he said. I call for students who are planning to go to the occupation sites tonight not to do so. The leader of the Hong Kong Federation of Students, Alex Chow, said the protesters had planned to paralyze or disable government headquarters. In his words, the plan was a failure on the whole, given that even if some places were occupied, they were cleared by the police immediately. Suspected Boko Haram militants have carried out an attack in northern Nigeria. Reports say the attack was directed at police in Damaturu, the capital of Yobe State. Gunmen attacked the town early Monday. People who live there have fled to areas just outside of Damaturu. One man told the French news agency that a police building had been destroyed. Another man said he heard gunshots and explosions from around sunrise and that the attacks were continuing. Several other people said they saw a Nigerian fighter jet flying over the town. Some of the most deadly Boko Haram attacks have taken place in Damaturu. The group has been blamed for thousands of deaths during its 5-year campaign against Nigeria's government. It has seized towns in 2 states for what it hopes will be a state ruled under Islamic law. Officials in Afghanistan say a suicide bomber attacked the funeral of a tribal chief on Monday. 2 police officers and 7 civilians were reported killed in the bombing in the northern province of Baghlan. At least 18 other people were wounded. A police official told the French news agency the bomber was probably targeting high-ranking police officials and provincial council members. The ruling party candidate in Uruguay has easily won the country's presidential election. Tabaré Vázquez won over 53% of the votes in a special runoff election on Sunday. The 74-year-old cancer doctor defeated Lacalle Pau, who had about 41% of the votes. Dr. Vázquez's victory extends the power of a liberal party coalition in Uruguay. The coalition has helped legalize same-sex marriages and moved to create the world's first state-operated marketplace for the drug marijuana. Words in this story. Parliament, noun, a government lawmaking group. Patient, adjective, understanding, being able to wait. Militants, noun, people active in trying to cause political change, often by the use of force or violence. Funeral, noun, a ceremony held in connection with the burial or burning of the dead. Now it's your turn to use these words in this story. In the comments section, write a sentence using one of these words, and we will provide feedback on your use of vocabulary and grammar.